d'Afrique avec la meilleure musique et des infos de la Voix de l'Amérique.
Hello and welcome to lesson number 74 of English USA. Bonjour et bienvenue à la leçon numéro 74 d'English USA. Nous trouvons aujourd'hui Martin Lerner chez lui, pour une fois. Il regarde la télévision en famille. En anglais, he's watching TV with his family. They are watching a story on television. Ils sont en train de regarder une histoire à la télé ou un film. Pour simplifier encore plus, they're watching a TV story. English USA, diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Vous apprendrez au cours de cette leçon à exprimer vos sentiments, spécialement les sentiments de tristesse ou des manifestations d'humeur sombre. Préparez-vous à vous asseoir parmi la famille de Martin Lerner. Ils viennent de voir une histoire un peu triste à la télé. Écoutez les réactions, vous allez entendre les expressions suivantes. Par exemple, « Are you crying? » « Pleures-tu? » « It was sad. » « C'était triste. » « Do you feel unhappy? » « Te sens-tu triste? » « I feel bad. » « Je me sens mal. » « I feel sorrowful. » « Je me sens pleine de tristesse. » Écoutez le reste.
Sue, are you crying?
Yes, it was so sad.
But it's just a story.
I know, but wasn't it sad when the girl was lost?
Well, yes, I suppose. And why are you frowning, Eileen?
You don't understand, Martin. We like to cry about sad stories.
Do you like to feel unhappy?
Not exactly, but we like to feel bad about unhappy events. Don't you ever feel unhappy?
Yes, I do.
What makes you feel sad, Daddy?
Sometimes the news on television makes me unhappy. Just look at that. Wars, violence, that makes me unhappy.
It was very sad when the mother died in the story.
Yes, it was. The family was sorrowful.
Are you sorrowful about the news, Daddy?
Not exactly. I'm unhappy, but I don't stay sorrowful or depressed.
Why not?
The events are over. They're finished. I can't change them. I'm sorry they happened, but I can't stay unhappy all the time. I have to think about the good things that happened, too.
It's like a story on television. You're unhappy while you're watching it.
I'm unhappy when it's finished, too.
But you don't stay unhappy for a long time. You do other things. You forget the unhappy events and feelings.
I'll never forget this story.
I hope you don't forget. And when you remember this story, you'll have these feelings all over again. That's the way good stories make you feel. But you can't be unhappy all the time.
What makes you feel unhappy, Mama?
You know. You saw me.
You mean stories on television?
That's one thing. I cried over this story, too.
What else?
Some things in real life. Sometimes I see very unfortunate people. They make me sad.
What do you mean, unfortunate?
People who don't have what they need. They don't have enough food or clothing or love.
Like the girl in the story.
I'm sad about people that are afraid.
Afraid of what?
Afraid of anything. Like the girl in the story.
When she was lost?
Yes, when she was lost, she was afraid. And when her mother died, she was afraid. That's sad.
And when people are in a war, they're afraid.
Of course.
I understand now what makes you unhappy.
On peut expliquer l'humeur ou les sentiments d'un individu en décrivant le comportement de cet individu ou les événements qui ont causé un changement d'humeur chez cette personne, par exemple. Pour décrire cet état d'esprit, on se sert des mots « sad », « triste » ou bien « unhappy », « malheureux » ou bien « sorrowful », « chagriné ». Sad, Unhappy. Sorrowful. Écoutez ces phrases qui montrent différentes façons d'exprimer la tristesse.
It was so sad.
We like to cry about sad stories.
Don't you ever feel unhappy?
The family was sorrowful.
I'm sad about people that are afraid.
Pouvez-vous maintenant répondre aux questions de Martin à propos de sa famille? Rappelez-vous, sad, triste, unhappy, malheureux, sorrowful, c'est un peu plus fort, chagriné, sorrowful. Allez-y, essayez de répondre.
How does Sue feel about the television story? Sometimes I watch the news. How do I feel? How does my wife feel about events in real life? How do you feel about events in real life?
Exerçons-nous un peu. Contrairement à la dernière leçon, nous allons aujourd'hui parler de la tristesse plutôt que de l'état joyeux d'une personne. Il y a plusieurs expressions qui parlent de la tristesse ou du malheur ou du chagrin. Imaginez-vous que vous êtes avec quelqu'un et qu'il vienne juste de recevoir la nouvelle de la mort d'un parent. La personne va réagir d'une certaine façon, bien sûr. Et vous, vous êtes là et vous allez exprimer vos sentiments. It was sad. It was so sad. C'était tellement triste. Ou bien, it made me feel terribly sad. Ou vous lisez un livre ou une lettre, vous pouvez dire à propos de cette lettre, it made me cry. Elle m'a fait pleurer, cette lettre. It made me cry. C'est-à-dire que le contenu de cette lettre vous a fait pleurer. It made me cry. Ou bien, it made me unhappy. Cela m'a rendu malheureux. It made me unhappy. Ou bien malheureuse. It made me unhappy. Did you read that book? As-tu lu ce livre? How do you feel about it? Comment te sens-tu à propos de ce livre? It made me angry. Cela m'a mis en colère. Ou bien, it made me sad. It made me very unhappy. Comment vous sentez-vous à propos de la guerre? How do you feel about war? War is senseless. La guerre n'a pas de sens. C'est mon opinion. War is senseless. It makes people unhappy. Cela crée des gens malheureux. It creates a lot of sorrow. Cela crée beaucoup de chagrin. It creates a lot of sorrow. It makes me feel angry. It makes me feel sad. It makes me want to cry. Vous pouvez utiliser toutes ces phrases dans votre propre vie à propos d'événements autour de vous. You have just heard part one of lesson number 74 of English USA. Vous venez d'entendre la première partie de notre 74e leçon d'English USA. In a few minutes, we'll be back for part two. We will continue learning to express our feelings. Nous continuerons à apprendre à exprimer nos sentiments. Don't get too sad or too unhappy or too sorrowful. Restez à l'écoute. Stay tuned. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Welcome back to part 2 of lesson number 74 of English USA. Nous allons retrouver Martin Lerner et sa famille devant le poste de télévision. We are in Martin's home watching TV with his family. La conversation roule sur les nouvelles. They are talking about news. Et sur un programme qui remplit de tristesse les téléspectateurs. And a sad story for the viewers. Vous allez entendre comment on exprime la tristesse et vous apprendrez vous-même à exprimer vos propres sentiments. What makes you sad? Qu'est-ce qui vous rend triste? When are you unhappy? Quand est-ce que vous êtes malheureux? I'm full of sorrow. Je suis plein de chagrin. I'm melancholic. Je suis mélancolique. It's not very cheerful. Ce n'est pas très drôle, tout ça. It's not very cheerful. Donc, apprêtez-vous à écouter le dialogue qui suit.
Battle has broken out in Basivia between government and rebel forces. The fighting is near Sananga, a rebel-held town on Basivia's northern border. Reports say both sides...
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello, Alan.
You're back.
What are you doing?
We're watching the news.
What were you doing?
We saw the saddest story. There was this girl, and she got lost from her parents.
Doesn't sound very cheerful.
It wasn't.
You know, it's time for you to go to bed, Sue. Tomorrow is a school day.
But I'm so unhappy.
Why are you unhappy? Because it's a school day?
Or because it's bedtime?
You men don't understand. Aren't you ever unhappy?
Don't you ever cry? I'm melancholy.
No, you're not. That's too much sadness. It was just a story. We had a good cry, and now we feel better, don't we?
I suppose. Can I watch some of the news?
That will make you sadder. There are always unhappy events on the news. They make me sad.
But I want to watch.
Come along now, Sue. You know it makes me unhappy when you don't go to bed. You have school tomorrow. I want you to do well in school.
But I need to know about the news for school.
I'm getting unhappy.
Sad or angry?
Angry. I want you to say goodnight and go to bed.
Okay. Good night, Daddy.
Good night, Sue. Sleep well.
Good night, Alan.
Night.
Good night. I'll come in later.
Why is everyone unhappy?
We're not unhappy.
Some of us are sad because we watched a sad story.
Oh, I see. What was it about?
It was about a little girl. Her mother died from a very bad disease.
You aren't going to tell the whole sad story, are you?
No, not all of it. The little girl lived in the country. One night, she thought she heard her mother calling. She went into the woods and got lost.
No wonder Sue was sad. She's afraid of the dark, and she doesn't like forests.
She's a city girl.
Why did you watch that story?
It was very good.
But it made you unhappy.
Yes, but we liked the story.
Why?
It's important to know other people's feelings. We need to feel unhappiness.
Why?
We want to know how our friends feel when they are unhappy. I need to understand unhappiness when you and Sue are unhappy.
Well, I'm not sad now. I'm just hungry.
Why are you angry?
Not angry, hungry.
Oh, hungry. You are always hungry. Let's go to the kitchen.
Écoutez ces phrases qui servent à exprimer les sentiments de la famille de Martin. Ils en ont plein.
Why are you unhappy?
I'm melancholy.
That's too much sadness.
That will make you sadder.
Sad or angry?
We need to feel unhappiness.
Pouvez-vous répondre aux questions de Martin en lui disant ce qui vous rend triste ou malheureux? Rappelez-vous, triste, c'est sad. Malheureux, c'est unhappy. Ou bien encore plus fort, sorrowful, chagriné. Allez-y.
What makes you feel sad? When are you unhappy? How do you get over your unhappiness? Does music make you feel sad?
Il se peut que vous rentriez chez vous un soir et que vous dites aux personnes qui s'y trouvent, Why is everyone unhappy? Pourquoi est-ce que tout le monde a l'air malheureux? Why is everyone unhappy? Il se peut que les personnes vous répondent, We got a letter. Nous avons reçu une lettre. We got a letter. It made us unhappy. Elle nous a rendu malheureuse, cette lettre. Et à ce moment-là, vous vous rendez compte que c'est une lettre avec de mauvaises nouvelles. How do you feel about events in real life? Comment vous sentez-vous à propos d'événements dans la vie courante? How do you feel about events in real life? Par exemple, à propos des nouvelles, about news. There are lots of unhappy events on the news. Il y a beaucoup d'événements malheureux dans les nouvelles. There are lots of unhappy events on the news. Vous pouvez dire aussi, I don't like to watch news because it makes me unhappy. It makes me angry. It makes me feel sad. There are lots of sad stories in the news. Il y a beaucoup d'histoires tristes dans les nouvelles. À propos de la lettre, donc, it was so sad. It made me feel unhappy. It made me feel angry. It made me cry. Why is everyone unhappy? Because we got some sad news. Parce qu'on a reçu une mauvaise nouvelle. It's important to know how other people feel. Il est important de connaître les sentiments des autres. It's important to know how other people feel. How do you feel about that book? Did it make you cry? Comment vous sentez-vous à propos de ce livre? Vous a-t-il fait pleurer? How do you feel about that book? Did it make you cry? It made me feel sad. That book was full of sorrow. C'était un livre plein de chagrin. And that's it for lesson number 74 of English USA. Et voilà pour cette leçon numéro 74 d'English USA. I hope you're not too sad. Or too unhappy. J'espère que vous ne vous sentez pas trop triste ou trop malheureux. News can be very depressing. Les nouvelles peuvent être assez déprimantes. Surtout aux États-Unis. Il y a trop de violence. There's too much violence. Watching TV can make you unhappy. Exercez-vous à exprimer vos sentiments tristes et à demander à quelqu'un ce qui les rend tristes ou malheureux. What makes you sad?
Does that story make you cry? Cette histoire vous fait-elle pleurer? Well, I don't want to make you too unhappy. Je ne veux pas trop vous attrister. Have a great practice. Until next time, goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique. VOA Afrique, la radio de tout le monde. Feel the magic in the air. Restez branchés sur le monde avec VOA Afrique.
Hey, on va gâter le coin.
Allez, soukouba. mon côté.